Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of the 2-for-1 Special Podcast. My name is Ren. I got my boy LJ and the OG dad himself, man. Y'all go ahead and say what up to these people again.
What's up? What's up?
What up?
All right, so we were recording for a good 5 minutes, and for some strange reason on my OBS, it defaulted to where it didn't pick up my mic, so got to go back, set it up, and now we back at it again doing the intro a second time, but that's how things work. So, fast forward, Petty Hours live streaming on TikTok. We almost had 5K in the live chat. Appreciate y'all for all the people that was listening, all the good stuff. I didn't look at the comments because for some strange reason, and they'll show the comments when you in the live stream, but I'm pretty sure they were talking in there because I saw some, But appreciate y'all for sticking in there, listening to us. Hopefully y'all enjoy Petty Hours. And for everybody listening to this episode, Petty Hours is pretty much us just having a good time, laughing and giggling, not being too serious how we do these episodes here. So if you want to see like the funny side of us, y'all go head over to Petty Hours. Do those every 2 weeks, similar to these. And pretty much those going to be like a little 30, 40, maybe an hour stream or podcast episode and all that good stuff. So appreciate y'all for sticking with us. Appreciate y'all for the almost 5K that was in the live stream, and we on the road to 4K on TikTok. I think we got like 3,500, something like that. I think we got 34, but we on the road to 4K. So appreciate y'all for sticking with us and enjoy the ride. Now let's go back into it. We was talking about Victor, wherever dad say his name properly, but that
Wabiana.
Go ahead and pick back up what you were talking about.
Okay, so he only played 2 summer league games, which is like par for the course for top picks usually. They are an investment at this point. So like you just wanna go out there and show them like a snippet of what you could do.
Right.
And the kids get a free trip to Vegas. And that's pretty much that's what they're there for. So the first game, he got dog walked, no question about it. Like, he got used, guy smaller in height and bigger body frame, like, bodied him the whole time. Which, with this frame, is going to happen. The second game, he balled out. He had a great game, second game. But there was nobody that size there, so the jury's still out. And I believe he's going to do fine anyway. He's not going to be the second coming to LeBron.
No,
I don't think that. But he's gonna be a good player, maybe even a great player. But like there's only one LeBron, and hopefully he'll be his own Victor at this point. But like you can't go off a summer league like that. You just can't do that.
All right. Hey, LJ, how you feel about him?
I didn't watch none of the summer league games, so I really don't know.
Gotcha.
But I mean, we'll see when he, you know, his first season with San Antonio, see what they do with him. San Antonio got some young pieces, I think, but I don't think they there yet completely. So they still, you know, still building a championship team. But once he gets there, they might make it in the playoffs because I don't know the last time they've been to the playoffs, actually.
It's been a minute.
But if they make it in the playoffs this year, I'd say he probably did his thing.
I got you. Now, Dad, anything else you want to talk about in sports?
2 things, but it's sort of the same subject.
Right.
The Washington Commanders sale finally went through. Was sold for $6 billion. To a guy, I think his name is Jeff Blake, I believe his name, and Magic Johnson.
Right.
Those are the faces of it. As a Commanders fan myself, I'm getting tired of seeing Magic Johnson's face every 5 seconds on my feed. Because, you know, he's doing his PR, it's fine.
Right.
They are talking about changing the name again because they want to completely, like, wipe out the Daniel Snyder era. And I can see that because Snyder was not a great owner. Like, by zero means, he was not a good owner at all. He paid the players, but, like, he was just bad for the league in general.
Yeah.
The end of his tenure got rough when he was like talking about blackmailing owners. He had all kinds of allegations for SA and all that stuff. So it was like and misconduct in the workplace. Like it was all bad for him.
Right.
But he paid $800 million for the franchise and got back $6
billion. Mm. Dang.
So that's a turnaround for you.
That's inflation.
Inflation, Ed, is yeah. It's still either way. Like no matter what the inflation is, he still turned a profit.
Right.
Right.
Also, once the sale was final, the NFL slapped him with a $60 million fine.
For what?
For all the misconduct.
Oh, okay.
So
that's just petty. This Ed is fired.
No, that is just so petty. Like. If he's not part of the NFL anymore, does he really have to pay it?
Yeah, you're right about that. But he's gonna have to pay it because if he don't, they gonna sue him.
I mean, if it's an unrecognizable number, I'm not answering it.
I feel you.
I mean, if you can't kick me out and tell you I still owe you money,
right?
You can't do that,
right?
On the sort of the same note, Jordan just got bought out from the Charlotte Hornets.
Right.
I blanked on the name for a second. Jordan paid $275 million for his team, got back $3 billion.
Yeah, but
the Hornets.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well,
NBA teams are very lucrative.
They might be lucrative, but that team sucks. So.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah,
NBA, like between television deals and everything like that, all the deals like overseas money that people are getting. Like it's all kinds of like it. That's to me like I thought it was gonna go for more to be honest. But the Hornets are like you said like bottom tier franchise. So, but you know, we'll see how the new ownership does it because Jordan was not a good owner. I think they only made the playoffs like once or twice during his whole tenure.
But he was a good owner because he thought he could be like the Cowboys guy.
Jerry Jones.
There you go. He draft his people. He just could not draft to save his life.
No, he couldn't draft. Nobody wanted to go there in free agency. It was a whole mess. Like to say that he wasn't a good owner is kind of underselling the point because not for any controversies or anything like that. He was just bad at running the team.
Right.
He wanted to run a team like how he was as a player, and like, you can't do that. Like it goes to my theory that like great players are 90% of the time not great coaches.
Right.
Like, because you expect greatness out of every player that you get, and not every player can be as great as you were. So, like, you gotta like. I think like the middle players turned out to be the best coaches. That's me personally.
All right. Mm. Anything else there?
That's all I got for sports right now.
I got you. Now, surprised you ain't say this. Well, you probably ain't even looking into this team like I am though. But before we get to David Dose anime, have y'all seen the schedule for Colorado?
They're in the Pac-12, so it's not going to be easy.
LJ, you saw it?
No.
Bruh.
I'm worried about them.
Bruh, they got almost, to be honest with you, bruh, they got the hardest schedule. Like Dad said, they in the Pac-12. They got the hardest schedule. Because I think their first game is TCU. They getting wrecked by TCU. Then it's somebody else. And then I think the third game is, I think, Oregon, I think. But, bro, I saw – because it was on – it was pretty much all on my TikTok feed. Man, Colorado got a hard schedule. I think everybody predicting out of their whole entire schedule, they're going to win three games.
They'll win more than three.
You think they're going to win more than three?
Yeah, because, like, the talent they brought over alone, and, like, top to bottom – the Pac-12 ain't great. So it's like, the Pac-12 is very top heavy.
Right.
So I don't think they'll win three games. I think they'll win more than that. More on the level of like maybe 5-6. They could possibly go to a bowl game. But it's very top heavy. Let me look up the schedule real quick, because I can tell you right now.
Yeah, they schedule all over. I should have took a screenshot. I don't know why I didn't. Yeah, their schedule is all over the place, because they got TCU. I know for a fact they got TCU first, because everybody was talking about that. And then I think Oregon is either 3 or 5.
So they got TCU. That's probably a loss.
Yeah.
They got Nebraska. That's a win. Colorado State. That's a win. Oregon, probably a loss. USC loss, Arizona State win, Stanford win, UCLA win, Oregon State win.
He only saying the UCLA is a win.
Because I know. I know.
I'm just reading the schedule. Arizona is probably a win. And Washington, that's 8 wins.
Washington.
That's 8 wins right there.
So you think they're going
to take 1 or 2?
So you think they're going to win 7 or 8 games?
Between 6 and 8.
Okay. LJ, what you think after hearing that?
I don't know, because I really don't know, like, everybody he done brought over. I know he got some great talent over there and, you know, stuff like that, but I really don't know how they going to be feeling in that environment. So,
because
you say he brought Louis. Like, he got bags in their Louis. So
he brought people over, because he on YouTube they got like a whole YouTube channel, so they brought people over. But the thing is, though, he also let a lot of people go, so I haven't been keeping up with it.
But he had to, because that team was high, like, hot garbage.
Yeah,
like they couldn't play well together. I'm sure there's some athletes there that are pretty good, but they were just recruiting just to recruit.
Yeah.
You know, they wasn't worried about system or nothing, and, like, it had to be a big overhaul, because once you go through a bad losing season like that, your mindset is not the same.
Right.
You don't have a winning mindset, you know. You're worried about, I got to get through practice. I'm just doing this so I get my scholarship. You're in the wrong mindset. So you got to have a winning mentality. If you don't have a winning mentality, you can't be part of the rebuild.
You ain't lying. That's pretty much what he said on his YouTube channel. Cause I used to watch it, and then I took a break, and then now, like I said, they're all over the place. But yeah, he brought some people, and then the people that he brought, he let go. So I don't know. He brought over a lot of 4 or 5 stars though, but I don't know how many of them he let go. But we all know for a fact his son's starting as QB. So.
I mean, we already knew that. Yeah. You know, he got that star started at QB. He got that 5-star
Travis Hunter
receiver. Or yeah,
Travis Hunter. Yep. We already know he gonna start regardless.
Yeah, they gonna be all right.
Well, we'll see though. Hopefully, you know, I don't want them. You know, I don't want them to win just one game. But I think they are gonna win more than one. I know for a fact.
I don't think they gonna win just one. Yeah. I don't know about 8. I don't know about 5.
It's between 6 and 8 for me. Like, look at the schedule. Like, it's between 6 and 8.
Dad says 6 and 8. I say 3 or 4. And LJ, what you say? What you guessing?
I'd go 4 or 5.
Okay. We'll see.
I mean, I'll let Dad take the lead, because he watches the Pac-12.
Yeah.
So, I'll go with that. So, he knows those teams. Now, it was like they was in the SEC, I'd definitely probably say he probably only winning, like.
Bro, if he was in the SEC, he's not even winning the game.
No, he would. It depends if he got lucky with Vanderbilt or.
I forgot that, you know. Yeah.
Or Missouri.
I forgot. Missouri like Auburn. Missouri could be good.
No, okay, that's disrespect to Auburn.
No, it's not, because Missouri could be good one season and then be bad. Same with Auburn.
Missouri was good that one season, and that's it.
You're right.
That's it.
But We'll see what Auburn team gonna do.
Also, I just want to point out that the early Heisman list was out.
Really? Already?
It's just like the preseason Heisman list.
Just the prediction of the stuff?
Just the preseason one.
Yeah.
And you know who was all there, right?
Who on there? You better not say who Caleb I think you're about to say.
Caleb was on there. Oh, okay. Somebody else was on there.
Oh, he talking about Bo Nix.
I know he's talking about Bo. I know he's talking about him. Bruh, because he was on ES. Bruh, I almost destroyed my gym. I'm finna do a rant. I almost destroyed my gym TV. Tell me why this man was all on ESPN acting like he won the Heisman 5 years in a row. This man, you know what I'm talking about, Dad?
Yeah, no, exactly.
You know what I'm talking about? This man was on ESPN talking as if he won 5 Heisman. I'm like, bro, if you was in the SEC, see, because this is what pissed me off. Bo is good. He's a good QB. The only reason why they went 10-3 last season is because he's not in the SEC. And he know for a fact that if he come back to the SEC, he's not going to win more than 4 games. But you know what? I'm not going to go that way. I'm not going to rant. Because how on earth?
He still runs.
He just
runs.
All I'm saying is this. If he was in the SEC, he would be where he is now. And he was all on ESPN talking as if he won 5 Heisman trophies.
Best year ever, and he was a Heisman semifinalist.
He was like a runner up, like top 5. Which I think he was number 3. Matter of fact,
I don't think he was that high.
You don't think he was that high? I know he was up there.
I believe he was four.
Yeah, he was up there though. Four. Like I said, that let that man come back to the SEC. He was.
He technically did his second game, but they got absolutely slaughtered.
That's what I'm saying. He got murked with Georgia, and then he went on a run, and then I don't know who he lost to after that. But that's all I gotta say. But we'll see what he do next season or this season, wherever upcoming season. We'll see. But we ain't gonna talk about him. But side note, before I keep on saying this. I had a brain for it. Alabama. LJ, do you know that they don't know who their starter QB is yet?
Yeah, because I heard Nick Saban don't like either one.
And that surprised me. I'm like, he don't know who he's going to start?
Well, the one they have left is the one that looks like he should be playing running back instead of quarterback.
Right.
And then they have, I think he's a freshman, I think. Which they like, he has an arm, but he don't have nothing else, is what I've heard.
See, that's what surprised me. So, these are 3 teams I'm looking at. Or 2. It's only 2. It's Colorado and Alabama. Because the reason I'm looking at Alabama is because they don't know who their starter QB is. And like you said, he went on a press conference bashing, because it's 3 of them. Like you said, it's 3. He bashed all 3 of them. And said that he, after the summer league, or not summer league, after the summer practice game, wherever they be broadcasted on TV, he said all 3 of them did not impress him. And I was like, wow. I'm like, bro, we like a month and a half away, and he don't know who he going to start yet?
I mean, to be fair, Auburn has the same problem, and the coach just said, I'm probably going to use both of them.
You right. But it's Nick Saban.
Can I be honest?
Right.
Nick Saban is always full of smoke and mirrors. Always does it. Because he does this. And last time he did this, from what I can remember, it could have been sooner than this, but he had Jalen Hurts and Tua. And he went into the thing, he went to see someone, I don't know who's going to start. And look at Jalen Hurts now.
Right. Yeah, because I think Tua started that season because, yeah.
Jalen Hurts started the season, but Tua took his job.
Yeah, took it, yeah. And that's when he transferred to Oklahoma.
That was the Georgia game.
Yeah.
And then the next year, Tua started, Jalen was the backup, and then Jalen came in against Georgia and won the game.
Right.
Because Tua got hurt.
Then transferred the next season.
That was just a bad year for Georgia, or a bad 2 years.
But and with Jalen Hurts, a hair away from the Super Bowl, and Tua, who was an MVP candidate until he got concussed twice.
Yeah.
I'm never worried about Nick Saban talking about, I don't know who I'm going to start. Whatever am I going to do? Oh, no. I don't like neither one of them. Shut the hell up.
Dang,
they ain't got no point.
You got a 5-star on your roster right now.
You're right.
Like, that Jalen guy, like, he could come in and start if you wanted him to. Like, just stop it.
Well, we got about four and a half weeks left until college football. So we'll see. But it just surprised me because it's been a while since Nick Saban came out saying, hey, he don't know who he's going to start. Because usually we know who the starting QB for Alabama is right now. But since he came on up.
Nick Saban does this whenever there's a turnover at quarterback. He pretty much does this whenever there's a turnover and his guy graduates. He's going to be like, I don't know what to do. I got comfortable with my last guy. Oh, no.
Right.
I don't like him. They both sucked at spring ball. Shut the hell up.
We struck a nerve right there.
Oh, excuse me.
We struck a nerve, but we'll see. No, we'll see. We'll see. But let's jump into it. We don't got too much for Daily Dose of Anime because pretty much One Piece is taking over because spoilers. Spoilers.
I see another Gear 5 trailer.
Exactly what Dad said. Gear 5 is taking over the internet by storm, and pretty much every daily, and not day, you can say, pretty much every Daily Dose of anime for the past week or so been about One Piece, because they got the live action film, then you got the Gear 5 fight, and then you got the manga spoilers on top of that. So that's pretty much been going on in the anime scene. So we don't got too much for the Daily Dose of Anime, but for the first part is LJ probably know, Dad maybe, well, I don't know because I don't keep up with the manga with One Piece. But One Piece prequel manga is getting an anime adaptation. Now, LJ, what is that?
I really don't know.
You don't know?
Because I don't know of no manga.
It says so Monsters, which tells the story of Rama. I think that's how you say it.
No, I've heard of it, okay. But I never. No, I'm saying that I don't even think it's out yet. I think it's supposed to be coming out soon.
Okay.
And then, but they already done jumped the gun and was like, "We're gonna give it a magna."
Okay.
It's because One Piece is hot right now. It's hot in the streets. So like you gonna green light everything that One Piece does.
What you say?
I don't know that what exactly that is. I haven't seen a chapter of it, and like I said, I don't believe it's out yet. I think it's coming out soon, but it's not out yet.
Okay, Dad, what's your take on it?
I mean, it is what it is. You know, when money's printing, you print it.
You right.
I mean, you see this Gear 5 hype, you know, just.
Bro, they made a whole commercial about that. About that. I was like, bro, I haven't seen an anime commercial for a fight in a while, and they got one for that. But
you keep asking about it, so I mean, it's working.
Who keep asking about it?
You.
About Gear 5?
Yeah.
No, I don't care. You already know what I care about.
I'm just saying.
Now, I'm gonna say the other one. Dad, I ain't gonna talk about the other One Piece. I'm gonna say that one for last because that one funny. Because I want to get LJ take on it because I know he's gonna get pissed off. But I'm gonna say the other One Piece news for last. Now. The Boruto manga is returning August 21st, and the time skip is confirmed. They got a picture of Sadara, but we already posted on the page. But I ain't they don't got it on this on the screenshot I got. But how y'all feel about the time skip? Y'all gonna get invested to it or no?
I'm not invested.
You're not?
I said it before, it's a really, the story itself, the plot twist that they did is a good plot twist.
Right.
But, I don't trust, I don't trust Boruto, period.
I got you. What you feel
like
about?
Like I said, you already know how I feel about it.
Yeah.
It's really not non-starting.
I feel you. I'm a read it just to see where it goes, because I do want to see that fight that they showed during the first episode of the Boruto manga.
Yeah, they showed 2 years ago.
They showed, I think it was more than 2 years ago.
Three. No, you're right.
I think it's more. I do. That's the only reason why. I legit just want to know, because we already know what happened to Naruto, but I ain't going to spoil it. So we already know what happened to Naruto. So that answers one question. The second one is, who the hell destroyed the Leaf Village again? And why Naruto is fighting, not Naruto, why Boruto is fighting Kawaki? And who going to win? And I just want to know,
You kind of already know why they fight.
Oh, yeah, you're right. I already know why.
Just from what you have told me.
I forgot. You're right. But I just, you're right, because I already know why they fight. But I want to know who going to win and what the hell going to happen after they fight. And who going to, I just want to know what's going to happen next. after that, then I probably ain't going to watch it no more. What were you about to say?
I'll say this. From what it is looking like, right?
Right.
And everything I done, I saw, because they, so the thing about it is they gave a look at Sarada's 2 years, because it's supposed to be a 2 year time skip.
Right? Yeah.
They showed a picture of Sarada 2 years in the future. And somebody, I was watching a video, and somebody was like breaking down her outfit. And so supposedly the outfit is the old, Sasuke brother.
Itachi.
Itachi, oh, Akatsuki cloak.
Okay.
So, what probably didn't happen is, and I'll say this, you got 5 seconds before I spoil anything. So, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. So, what's probably going to happen is because of, the mind manipulation that done happened, and everybody is against Boruto and all of this, except for supposedly, a couple of people do know the truth.
It's only two, but
two people,
but Sasuke was, like I said, spoilers. Sasuke is mind control, but Sadara convinced him that, hey, you mind control, Boruto is not actually the villain here. He's getting persuaded as such. And then when he found out that Boruto got his head banned, he like, oh, so she must be telling the truth. So let me not kill, Boruto. But he is mind control for everybody out there.
Right. So long story short is they are going to form the new Akatsuki, and that's going to be the true Akatsuki, like how it's supposed to be with when
Pain was running it.
Right. So their job is to stop the manipulation and get Naruto back. It's just the Akatsuki.
That makes sense.
Switching sides.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So, yeah, that to me is what's going on. So, this is fine, Danny, if you like that, but I could care less about it. So.
Right. I ain't gonna lie, that's like a cool concept, though, if that is true. If they do it right, that's a cool little concept. But to be honest with you, like I said, I just want to know who gonna win the fight between him and Kawaki, who actually destroyed the Leaf Village, if Sasuke died, and what's going to happen after all this is done. That's pretty much all I want to know. After that, I can care less. Unless they bring back Tail Beast and Jiren Keys and all the other stuff, which I highly doubt.
Why you need that when you have technology and space robots?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I highly doubt they're going to bring them back.
Aliens.
And I think all of them...
universe.
I think all of them, I could be completely wrong. But I know some of them died, and it take like 1,000 years for them to come back. So, because I don't know where they at now. Ain't no Jinjirikis no more, because Naruto was the last one, from my understanding. And I don't know where the hell the Eight Tails or Killer Bee at. So we'll see, though. But that's pretty much all I'm looking for, is what the hell happened after everything between the destruction of the Leaf Village and the fight. So that's what I'm looking for. Forward to. So for everybody out there, Boruto manga is coming back August 21st. The anime is on hiatus. We don't know for sure when that's coming back, but I'm pretty sure it's going to come back next year. Now, the most funniest thing in the world. Because we were talking about this yesterday on Petty Hours. The anime community. Now, LJ, I want to get your
I know what you're about to say.
What I'm about to say?
Actually.
What I'm about to say?
You're going to talk about the One Piece live action.
No.
No.
No. It's something even worse. it's something even worse. Now, it's One Piece, though. It's One Piece, but it's something even worse. It's something way worse than that. All right. You ready for it, OJ?
I guess.
So, apparently, a popular streamer got beef with One Piece. So, this was trending for a good bit. It's Hassan. I don't know if you know who he is. I think Dad know who he is. I don't know who you think. You know who he is?
Oh, I did.
You know what I'm about to say?
I glanced over it. I do know what he said. I'll take that back.
All right, so what I'm about to say?
So he said he called Luffy a Terry.
There you go.
Yeah.
what you feel about it? Hold on, let me tell the people though. All right, so for everybody out there, LJ's right, but popular streamer Hassan, which I don't know what he got going on. That man tripping. Because I seen a few clips of him when I was streaming back in 2020. The man crazy. But for everybody out there, popular streamer Hassan was going crazy on Twitter saying that Luffy is a terrorist. For what reason, I don't know. I forgot to screenshot his stuff, but LJ probably going to explain it. But yeah, I just find that hella funny, because how the hell Luffy is a terrorist and it's just an anime. But LJ, go ahead.
So, this all came back from, he was on a podcast.
Yeah.
And he said, he was on a podcast called Trash Taste. And he was talking about One Piece, because those guys really like One Piece, and he said, oh, Luffy's a terrorist. And they was like, no, he's not, blah, blah, blah. And they was reacting.
Right.
But, and then he really did explain it. But, if you're thinking of it from a actual IRL, you know, look at it in a real life view, then he's right.
Okay.
Because he's a pirate. And pirates are people who go and they ransack ships that the government have, or just attack people, like the Somali pirates that be trying to get on ships and be like, I'm the captain now.
Right.
Yeah. So that's what he would say, is that that's why he's a terrorist.
Right.
So in that concept, he's right.
Yeah.
But in the anime, he's completely utterly wrong. Just, it was just stupid.
Did you expect it to blow up like this, though?
No, but I'm not surprised, because this happened a year ago, and he must have said something about what he did before me for it to blow
there
up.
There are points that suggest that, like, one of the tweets says this, because I have it up right now.
Uh-huh.
Luffy declared war on the world government. True. He spearheaded attacks on multiple military installations that led to massive damage, outright destruction. Also true. He led the biggest prison break in the history of the government's biggest supermax prison.
True.
And that don't say that he's a, you know, there's a lot of civilians involved in that.
Right.
Granted, context is everything, but there's a lot of civvies who got damaged, who got lost their jobs and lost everything because of Luffy's actions.
Right.
Lock him up.
Oh, wow. They say lock him up.
I mean, that's until we find out the end of One Piece.
And put him in the swimming pool.
Bro, we ain't going to find the end of One Piece till 10 years from now.
Oh, no. So that's not what the One Piece is. The One Piece is just... So, theory is, or where my theory is, the One Piece is just the actual history of the world of One Piece.
Right.
Because for those who do not know, there are these things called particles that Regan tells the past, and it has different things on it. Some of it are weapons, some of it is just the past of things that happen. But supposedly there's one be all end all. There's eight certain pornographs. Those are the pornographs that points you to the One Piece. My theory is, and a lot of people, other people's theory is that what it's directing you to is the actual history. Because in the world of One Piece, there is a period of 1,000 years, either 500 or 1,000 years. There's a period where nobody knows what happened. It's called the void, or it's called the void century, actually. It's just nobody knows what happens during that time. All that is known is that during that time, near the end of it, the world government became a thing. But the rumors are that the world used to be ruled by the people with the middle initial of D.
Mm-hmm.
Or they used to be the Celestial Dragons, if y'all know what Celestial Dragons are. And they used to help the world, but the evil people or the pirates at that time are now the world government because they were able to overthrow the will of the people. That's why the world government is always worried about people who have the middle initial D. They are worried about people who have devil fruit powers because that came from that time period. And they are always worried about people finding pornographs. That's why they low-key exterminated a whole entire village because they was getting too close to the truth. So, until then, yes, movies are terrorists.
Well, like you said, he ain't lying, but I ain't expect to go this far, but...
No, for an anime, that's like, why you putting real-life stuff in it? But when you think about it, you like, oh, well, yes, he's technically a terrorist in the world, in the eyes of the world government and other people who don't like pirates.
Right.
But he's a good, I guess you, well, I would say he's a revolutionary leader, but that's his father, so he's not that.
Right.
But he could care less about changing the world. He just wants to find the One Piece. That's it.
Yeah, I'm up.
You know how many people lost their jobs over that prison break?
So many, like they had to fire everybody. Like how? Like, I'm surprised Magellan still has a job.
I'm just saying that's some suspect action.
I have not watched a One Piece episode since the early 2000s, so I don't know what's going on. The only thing I know what's going on is Luffy and Kaido, but eventually I'm gonna sit down and watch it. I'm gonna try, but everybody out there. Luffy is a terrorist, according to popular streamer Hassan. So, that is pretty much it for your daily dose of the anime brought to you by the IG page, because I don't know what the hell happened to that Facebook page, but brought to you by the IG page. Now, let's jump straight into it. Like I said in the beginning, yesterday we was doing Petty Hours. Like I said, if y'all enjoy our comedy, us not being too seriously, like I said, you're going to enjoy Petty Hours. We're going to try to stream it on TikTok every 2 weeks. So if you're trying to catch the full thing before you see it on YouTube, I say subscribe. Like us on TikTok. And like I said, I'm going to stream it every time we go, every time we do it. But Dad brought up a good thing because we was discussing about what topic we're going to talk about. And we're going to save these topics for a later day. But the one he pretty much said was the Microsoft deal with the FTC and PlayStation deal to acquire Activision and Blizzard. So I was like, you know what? That is a good topic because I damn sure was saying that we were going to talk about it. But Dad, the floor is yours.
The acquire Activision Blizzard.
Who?
So,
Hold on, Dad. What, LJ, what you said?
You said PlayStation.
I said yeah. PlayStation.
Yeah, I'm going to let that slide.
My fault.
Let that
slide. But I know LJ don't. LJ petty like that. Unlike
I'm
you,
petty
Dad.
Too,
you know? No, you wait. You be like, hey, you know, you wait till the camera's off. LJ don't. But it's all good though. It's all good. But Dad, go ahead and talk to these people, man. What's going on with this, with everything with the Microsoft stuff?
So, for those of you who are unaware, Microsoft went out to purchase Activision. Activision famously known for making the Call of Duty games, okay? Which Call of Duty is the big moneymaker for PlayStation. It was saying that, like, I can't remember, it was like over like 3 million people who have a PlayStation just have the Call of Duty games.
Mm-hmm. Right, right.
So they didn't want to lose that stream of revenue. When Microsoft went out to buy, Activision, Activision agreed to a deal. Sony instantly went up in arms, saying that because they thought they were gonna lose a lot of money. Microsoft came at them and said, "Hey, we're going to offer you a 10-year contract to still publish your games and even give you a better revenue split than you were getting before."
Mm-hmm.
Sony, in its infinite wisdom, said, "Nah, no, we don't want that. We just don't want you to buy it, period." And that's where they lost the deal. That's the reason why they lost the court case. Because if it was said that Microsoft never offered, because they offered it to Sony, and they offered it to Nintendo, said, "Yes, give it to us. We want Call of Duty."
Mm-hmm.
Sony was being hard-headed. Sony was trying to be petty and didn't want the deal to go through. Sony still has Bungie and refuses to do anything with it just so far.
Right.
So far. I said so far.
The only reason I said that is because Marathon coming out.
But that's a remake, though.
It is. And it's going to be on all platforms. But they could have those deals like how they used to have on Destiny. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, you're right. That's it.
They haven't made a new IP yet.
Mm.
I give you that.
Okay. So, in the end, when the judge broke down, she basically asked, "Is all of this really about Call of Duty?" And the PlayStation lawyers admitted, said yes. So they said, This is going to be denied because they offered you a deal. They offered you a lucrative deal, and you did not take it. That's when they lost. Like I said, that's when they lost the case. A 10-year deal to keep it on your platform, no exclusivities to where like they're going to lose out on DLC or anything like that. So, like I said, it was a weird thing to deny. You know, like. And then the cloud-based gaming is not a problem. It's not going to be a problem anymore.
Right.
So it was a weird thing to deny, but they did it anyway, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So either way, they won. And fun but weird fact, the day that I don't know if Microsoft did this, or not, but the day that Microsoft got hold of Activision, like all the old servers from like Modern Warfare 2 or 360, Black Ops 360, all the old servers on those games went back up and started working on Xbox. I don't know if Microsoft did that or not, or know some hacker released a hold on it or whatever. But
for what I heard, for what I heard, Activision did all that.
Okay. So it was a weird thing for PlayStation to fight, because Sony, for all intents and purposes, just didn't want to pay Activision's price to sell.
Right.
So in my opinion, Sony should have bought Activision a long time ago if that's what the thing was. And they would have had a chokehold on the FPS system. They would do this a long time ago. But you like the deal they have. We're offered a better deal, but it just didn't want Microsoft to have it. So, what do you guys think?
LJ?
That's just when, honestly, that's just when pettiness in the whole situation had comes into play. Because you're so mad that your competition has bought something that you didn't get. And they offer you a deal, but you're so petty to not take it that you decide to just be like, no, we're not taking it. And then we're going to sue you for trying to take Call of Duty away from us. But we're going to try to make sure that it's not our main argument, which it ended up being, because that's the only argument you had in the whole situation. What I find funny is because of this whole court situation, a lot of stuff got, I don't know if you can say it was leaked or whatever, but a lot of things got, I just say leaked because of this.
Yeah, exposed, to say the least.
There you go. I think that's a better word. Yeah,
because it's all public record, so.
Right. And, you know, it's interesting because, though, you get to see, like, oh, those companies, they do espionage, but not too, like, they might have people up in those companies, but it's not that bad. Or at least we don't know the extent of it. But because of this, we learned that, oh, the Xbox is making a higher-end version. Oh, PlayStation is coming out with their higher-end version. There's a Switch 2 that's supposed to be coming out very soon, supposedly.
Right.
There's this game supposed to be coming out. This game was supposed to be on this system, but because of this reason, it didn't get on this system. So it just exposed the whole, I won't say, well, it did expose Nintendo, but it exposed the big three companies for gaming, the gaming console companies. And to me, it was a bad look for everybody. But, I mean, in the long run, this just made Sony just look like they just little petty babies and they couldn't get their way.
Along with that, like, it was a lot of just random stuff that was exposed. During them getting exposed, Microsoft completely admitted, we lost the console wars.
Mm-hmm.
We lost the console wars. There's no getting that back. PlayStation 1. You know, it seems to me that PlayStation has this mentality, like, keep our foot on their neck type of thing, you know?
Right.
And Microsoft is like, nah, we're not going to have that. You know, they focus their thing to where, like, they want to be the best console. They just want to be the best home entertainment thing. They want to be like a whole home entertainment thing with that. And that's fine, you know?
Right.
They don't focus on single player games like PlayStation does. They're more multiplayer and like whole family things and stuff like that. So, hey, you know, different, if when you have different models and stuff like that, different things you want to do, like different, can't think of the word right now, priorities, it's going to show. And Microsoft is doing the more, we want an Xbox and every console, to where the fact that they even have like TVs to where you don't even need a console anymore. They really don't care about console sales. They just want like Microsoft, they want Xbox to be in every house.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Any way they can. So, yeah.
This is what I gotta say. Let me pick it back off what Dad said. Microsoft, Xbox, they don't care about console. Like, I forgot. I don't think you was on the episode, Dad. I think that was like a couple episodes before you got on. Me and LJ was talking about it. How Game Pass was on. Game Pass, I can't even talk straight. How Game Pass was on newer 2022 models on up of Samsung TVs, and
you could get Game Pass on a 2020, anything from 2021 Samsung model up.
Right. And I was telling LJ, I like, bro, if you can't get a Series X, just get a gaming TV or just get a 4K 120 60 hertz TV. Get game, they got Game Pass on it, and you pretty much got a built-in Xbox Series X. You don't even have to go get the console. You just go get the TV for the same price, and you're going to get pretty much all the games you want to play because all the good games that's coming out is coming directly on a Game Pass. So, you know what I'm saying? And then they got the Xbox Store, if I'm not mistaken, on there. So all you got to do, if they don't, just go to the store and download it from them. But the deal with the Activision, Blizzard, Xbox, and PlayStation is like the new Nintendo in a way. Back in the day, here's what I'm trying to say that back in the day, how Nintendo used to be hella strict on people. Because you remember when YouTube first started, you couldn't stream or you could upload anything Nintendo. You remember?
Yeah, I remember that.
So that's what I'm trying to say. That's how PlayStation is now. PlayStation was like, because we supposed to have crossplay with Nintendo, PlayStation, and Xbox. But guess who didn't sign the deal? Sony. We supposed to been had it to where if a game come out on the Switch, come out on PlayStation, come out on Xbox, all three of us could be playing. But guess who didn't sign the deal? Sony. They are literally turning into the new Nintendo, where Nintendo didn't want nobody to do nothing. Nintendo be like, hey, we just want y'all to buy a game, and that's it. We don't want y'all to make no money off of it, because if you upload it anyway and get some profit from it, we're going to take it down and DMCA and kill your whole account. Because for the longest, I forgot who I was watching. For the longest, this old dude was like, yeah, I was fighting Nintendo left and right, because every time I uploaded a Pokemon game, Mario clip, or anything Nintendo take it down. And I got a cease and desist because Nintendo didn't want nothing online. So that's what PlayStation had turned into. PlayStation, like, bro, we don't want no deal with y'all, and we don't want this. Even though, like you said, the Xbox gave y'all a deal, be like, hey, we buying them, but we ain't finna stop COD from y'all, because we know the community plays it on PlayStation. So can you just sign the deal so we can have it to where we can buy it? And we just give y'all more money that you already getting, but you just giving it to us instead of getting it to Activision. And like I said, like y'all said, they say no, and then they got a deal. But at the end of the day, PlayStation needs to get their stuff right. Cause if Xbox finds a way to make game, if Xbox can find a way to get Game Pass, to master Game Pass to where you can literally have it everywhere. Like, prime example, when you get a Samsung, iPhone, LG, any type of phone, the number one app on there is YouTube. Every phone will already have YouTube pre-installed.
Yeah.
I kid you not. When I got this Samsung 20, wherever one that came out last year, when I got Samsung, it already had Game Pass, Xbox, Microsoft Store pre-installed already on my phone. If Xbox find a way to where they can have that pre-installed on iPhone, LG, all that, game over for PlayStation. Game over. And Xbox is say, hey, we trying to help y'all out, because we good right now. Money-wise, we good. We making money. We just trying to help y'all out in return, but if y'all ain't going to help us out, 5-10 years down the road, guess what? Boom. Hey, Xbox is trying to buy out PlayStation or Sony. 15 years down the road, Xbox sent out a bid on Sony for $15 billion, $20 billion.
I will say that would never happen.
I'm pretty sure it ain't gonna happen. I know that ain't gonna happen. But I wouldn't be surprised if an article came out saying Xbox trying to buy Sony. I wouldn't be surprised. But PlayStation
Disney would buy Sony before Xbox.
Right.
I can see that. Now I can see that. I can see that. I can most definitely see Disney buying Sony. I can see that. If that happened, yeah, I can see that. But at the end of the day, PlayStation just need to get the X together. Because Nintendo, out of everybody, Nintendo's trying to get everybody connected. Xbox trying to get everybody connected. The only person who's stopping us getting actually connected is Sony. What you about to say, LJ?
So, I hear what you say, and you're right to a certain extent. But I want to say this. Nintendo is still stuck in their ways, but Nintendo has given up on being a top-tier system, in my opinion.
Yeah, I can see that.
And the reason for that is because they don't need to. They want the little kids. They know, okay, yeah, Sony and Microsoft could make games for little kids, but we're really going to be that. We're going to be Mario. We're going to be Zelda. We're going to be all this.
Yeah, they got that on lock.
We're going to make it good enough for adults to want to play it, slash nostalgia reasons, right?
Right.
We have all nostalgia going for us. But we know we're not keeping up with Sony and Microsoft anymore. We're not keeping up with PlayStation and what's the topic. So, one, we don't really care too much about multiplayer games other than maybe Splatoon and Smash Brothers.
And that's it.
And that's it. So, sure, we'll take we signed this
agreement.
Are
you forgetting about Mario Kart 8?
You right, Dad. Mario and Mario Kart. I'm so sorry. I totally forgot about Mario Kart 8.
I'm not going to say nothing.
I said, "Well, forget about that."
He had to.
Thank you for reminding us. I'm not going to say nothing. I got 4 more weeks left until I got my rent.
But anyway, they don't. Nintendo doesn't care about no Call of Duty, no Overwatch, because I don't know why that's on there anyway. Or some of these other.
You already know why it's on there.
Well, you're right. Fortnite or Apex, they don't really care about that. So, yeah, I'm going to sign the deal. For PlayStation, they care more about it is because that means that there's not a reason for them to come to me more. Right? Those two are still fighting over people for people to come to them more, right? And they know they can't get the PC people. They're okay with Nintendo because nobody sees Nintendo as a threat anymore. Unless Nintendo one day just be like, boom, here's a system that does 8K runs at 120 speed or whatever. All games gonna be 240 FPS, right? Unless Nintendo brings something like that out. No, they not care about it.
Right.
But they care about Xbox because they're trying to get the same few people that they can get. Because the pool for gamers like that are getting smaller because more people are going to PC now.
Mm-hmm.
So Xbox is trying to get ahead of the game with the Xbox Game Pass. PlayStation tried to do it, but they didn't put too much effort in it. Then they scrapped it, made a new one. They didn't like that one. And so now they just have two incompetent versions of what Xbox has one of. So that's why PlayStation's mad and why it looks like they stuck in their old ways is because they're realizing we still have probably the better games, but we do not have the better system and we do not have the better apps for other systems to play on yet. So how do we stop this other than developing ourselves? Because obviously we can't do that. Well, you got to stop whoever's in the front. And who's in the front right now? Microsoft. So that's how I see the whole situation.
You got a point. Well, everybody out there, Dad, what's your final thoughts about everything?
My final thought is this. Microsoft were the only ones who were just like, Microsoft was just really all they were trying to do is just get the ball rolling, acquire a company, which they have every right to do. We live in a country to where like you could buy property. As long as you don't have a monopoly, you know, on the product, said product, you could acquire it. So it doesn't pay to be petty sometimes. I never known it a loss from being petty personally, but for what I've been told, it doesn't pay to be petty. Now, I also say that we should never forget that we should never ever take for granted or forget about the success of multiplayer that Mario Kart 8 has had. Like, we should never forget that, okay?
No.
Alright, I just want to throw that out there.
Eljo, what you gotta say?
You know there's an easier way to do that, but I'll leave you alone. I pretty much just said what I had to say was that it's Sony / PlayStation fault for being incompetent and not doing what they need to do to try to get more gamers to their side. It's their fault for not signing a contract because you're too petty to get with your competitor just a little bit, right? You know, you understand that you're competitors, but like, you gotta take when your competitor have something that you're trying to keep have, you have to keep them by any means necessary. Now, I'm not saying that they should have signed a bad deal. If they signed a bad deal, that's fine. You go make you a game, but you didn't have to do that. It was actually a good deal for you. It was a good deal on both sides. They didn't want to lose those customers, and you didn't want to lose them. But because of, like I said, your inability to work with your competitor just a little bit has now caused you humiliation on a viral level. So
I gotcha. Here's my thing. Like I said, I forgot which Samsung this is, but the one that came out, what this year? 23? One came out 21? I think this one, when this one came out? But recently, anyways. Like I said, when I got this phone, it surprised me. It already had Game Pass, Xbox, and the Microsoft. I don't know what it got. But I know for sure it had Game Pass and Xbox, the Xbox app, already on the phone. As soon as I turned it on, it had YouTube, Game Pass, the Xbox. I didn't download it. Already on the phone. Same with the new TVs coming out. Like Dad said, the latest 2021 versions, 2022 versions, already gonna have Game Pass on it. Microsoft know for a fact we lost the console war, but guess what? We win in the actual war, cause every household, they probably got it because she got a new TV. Anyways. When we get older, LJ mom, dad, kids, my mom, my dad, my sister, every TV or any new technology that's coming out starting this year will have Xbox on it. Even if they're not going to use it, LJ mama, my mama, any new TV going to have Game Pass on it. But guess what? It's not going to have no PlayStation stuff on it. So Xbox already know, like, hey, in the year 2030, 2040, every household going to have Xbox on there. Even if they're not going to use it. Every household in America or across the world going to have some type of Xbox on there to where you can play Xbox games. So Xbox chilling. They're going to be like, hey, even if you're not going to use our feature, if you throw a party with your little nephews or something, and they got Game Pass or they got Xbox, and they turn on your TV, oh, all I got to do is put my email and password, and you got cloud, and all the games from my home, I can play here without having to bring my console? Bet, I'm finna be upstairs just playing with my cousin, because all I got to do is just put in my email and password. But guess what? PlayStation ain't going to have that. So, with this deal going on, PlayStation should be afraid, because Xbox is already thinking a gajillion steps ahead of PlayStation. In the years of 2030, every household gonna have some type of Xbox in their house. Even if you ain't gonna play Xbox, you gonna have some type of application to where you can play Xbox games. Whereas PlayStation, you still gotta buy a console. All right, cool. We losing a console, but guess what? Over 80 billion people gonna have our app. Whereas how many people gonna have your app, PlayStation? Maybe 2 billion, 1 billion? So yeah, you probably, we only sold, it could be Xbox 80-something in 2030. Yeah, we maybe sold about 75,000 units of our new console, and you sold about 2 million units of PlayStation 7. But guess what? Our bread and butter is the Game Pass, and guess how many people using that? The whole America. How many people using your app? Probably a couple million. So
I hate the PlayStation app with a passion.
Hold on, why you hate it? Because I heard a lot of people. Why you hate it? Because LJ, you got the PlayStation too. Why y'all hate it?
It's bad. It's not anything like
the Game Pass.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it doesn't work properly. It's right, clunky at times. It psychs you out for no reason. Like it's.
They messed up when they allowed Microsoft to buy all of that cloud or the cloud
gaming. Yeah.
Cloud service, there you go. When they let Microsoft buy cloud service, they should have realized something was on then.
Like I said, Xbox, they don't care. Like you said, like Dad said, when they was in court and they said, yeah, we lost the console wars, they don't care. They don't care if Xbox didn't have sold that many units. Guess what? These people is going berserk on the Game Pass app. Right. So Xbox don't care about the console no more. Like I said, in 2023, every household gonna have some type of Xbox system, whether it's the console, your phone, or TV, that Xbox don't care. They're going to have the money. And they're going to, like I said, they probably ain't going to buy Sony. I know for a fact they ain't going to do that because the government going to stop them. Because if they stop them because of this Activision Blizzard deal, I know damn straight they're going to try to stop them buying Sony. But I wouldn't be surprised if an article 10, 15 years down the road come out saying Xbox offer Sony a bid for this amount of money to buy them. Just the hell of it. I wouldn't be surprised if that come out. I know they're gonna say no, but I wouldn't be surprised if somebody be like, "Hey, Sony, we offer you such and such. We offer you $800 billion." I wouldn't be surprised because a lot of people was surprised when Funimation offered Crunchyroll a deal. They were like, "Huh?" Because I used Crunchyroll back then. I used Crunchyroll with Funimation because with Crunchyroll, all you needed was the email. And boom, you can watch any anime out there, but you got to watch ads. Whereas with Funimation, you had to pay to watch anime, and it come with ads unless you had to pay like an extra $15, $16 to get it without the ads. So, you know. But everybody was surprised when Funimation offered a Crunchyroll deal, and that went through. So, I wouldn't be surprised if Microsoft later on down the road be like, "Hey, we offer you $500 billion, $800 billion. I know they're going to turn it down, but I would be surprised if that happened, though. But that's all. PlayStation, to me, is the new Nintendo. They just need to get their act together. But y'all got any more last words before we call it a night?
No, I think that's it for me.
That's it.
All right. Everybody.
Back to Mario Kart 8.
You just wait 4 weeks, 4 weeks. Just wait, cause I got a story to tell. But just wait 4 weeks. But everybody out there, once again, we got a new type of podcast. Still the same 2-for-1 special, but we got a different podcast. If you like us joking around, laughing, being a little bit unserious like these. New segment called Petty Hours coming out next week. I think I'm going to drop those on Wednesdays around the middle of the week. So be on the lookout for that. The first episode was LJ Topic. He was talking about Attack on Titan and Wit Studios. So that will be out next week, Wednesday. And then we got a very special one either because I still don't know if I'm going out of town yet, but I'll let y'all know around Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. But we got a special one, and it's about Dad and 2K. Now, Dad, you want to let the people know just a tiny bit on what's your thought about 2K? Just a tiny bit. Don't go all out, but just a tiny bit. Just give the people a little sneak peek.
How can virtual stuff just sell out? That's part of it.
How can virtual stuff on a game sell out? Y'all be on the lookout for that. We ain't gonna go too in depth, cause Dad finna have I got a feeling Dad finna go off. But make sure y'all follow us on TikTok. We gonna live stream those every time we do it. Like I said, new good topic. Dad topic. His frustration with 2K. So y'all tune in for that. But once again, on the road to 4K, over 4,000 viewers on the live stream. Appreciate y'all for tuning in. Hopefully y'all enjoy the ride as much as we enjoying it. And like I said, my name is Randall. With me, as always, my boy LJ and the OG Dad himself. And together we go by the name of the 2-for-1 Special Podcast. Hopefully y'all enjoyed this episode, and we catch y'all on the next one. Peace out.